Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He is a great friend of the show, and we appreciate everything from Letterman Row, the legend Tim May. What's up, buddy?
What? No Bette Midler?
Nope. She just turned, she just had a birthday recently, I think. I thought I saw that.
I tell Andy Baskin I mistook him for Bette Midler.
Well, you know, it happens every so often. You know, Kramer ran into the same problem.
I'm sure with him.
No, that was Raquel Welch.
More often than you think.
Yeah, exactly.
During Halloween.
All right, buddy. So I've got a theory. I've got a new idea, and I want to run this by you. And I don't think Ohio State fans are going to love this, but I want you to come in with an open mind, all right?
Okay, hang on a second.
Okay.
Go for it.
So conference championship week. So this week we have...
Tonight.
Yeah, we've got tonight with USC versus Utah. We have the top teams are playing in conference championships, and the teams that want to work their way up are not. And let's say if USC loses, they probably will drop, meaning that Ohio State or someone else will move up. I don't love this idea that, like, the teams below could get rewarded for not playing for a conference championship. And I think we need to just lock in the college football playoff at the end of rivalry week and just see what happens from there and not penalize teams for playing football. Tim, am I nuts?
Wow. Well, I mean... I don't know if you're nuts or not. We need to get a professional opinion on that. By the way, do professionals define or do they basically say, yeah, you're nuts?
They probably don't. I think it's like they got like seven buzzwords, and if you get five of seven, you're nuts.
Right. They probably spell out nuts like an acronym.
How much tinfoil are you playing with? Oh, but, that amount. You're nuts.
But back to my original beef has been, I've always thought you ought to be a conference champion to get to play for the college football playoff. But, of course, you can't have that stipulation, as we well know, because of Notre Dame. Why Notre Dame, is the fly in the ointment, has long been the fly in the ointment, I really don't get. That's part of tradition of college football, which is going away quickly, like lawn furniture in a F4 tornado. But, no, I mean, I don't necessarily agree with that. Number one, I think USC is playing the only team that beat them this year. So they have a chance to right that wrong, so to speak, if they think it's wrong. Number two, USC is suspect in one area, and that is defense. And that's why it's still a conjecture, even though Ohio State got beat last week 45-23, I know. But the bottom line is, is USC a better team right now totally overall than Ohio State? They have the same record right now. So, how do you make that judgment? Just based on how they played in their last game? I'm not sure that's accurate, meaning, USC did beat his two rivals in a row, UCLA and Notre Dame. Ohio State lost to its one real rival. But the bottom line, I'm kind of talking myself back into the hole here as I'm trying to climb out of it, kind of like quicksand. But, I think it's okay if you're going to basically base it on who do you think are the top four teams, it's a judgment call anyway. So why not wait till all the results were in? Ohio State got in 2014 after beating Wisconsin 59-0. There's no reason why it can't backdoor in this year. We saw Alabama do it, you know, quite a few years ago. And so I don't have a problem with it, I guess, is one of the imperfect parts of an imperfect system.
Right. And that's the whole thing with it is, you know, this whole college football playoff thing, even down to the fact that a committee is figuring this out. And, you know, I'll go Jeff Phelps. You can only play the schedule that's in front of you. And I mean, that's his go-to line. And it's the same thing with Ohio State. And they had one big game and they had a second half that they would love to forget. Tim, what happened in that second half? Was it just as simple as Michigan handed off the ball and they didn't have an answer? What took place there?
Have you ever seen one of those videos of like in Louisiana where this lake is sitting there and all of a sudden the trees start going down into the lake, a big humongous sinkhole? Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't. I got to go find one of those then, because that sounds unbelievable.
No, yeah. It's entertainment. It's much better than watching a Zamboni machine.
Is it one of those deals like the quicksand, like you know, the joke that's always there of the hurricane or the tornado hits the trailer park and makes $10,000 worth of improvements? Like, is it like one of those deals?
Exactly.
Okay.
Something similar to that, unless you live in a trailer park. But but the bottom line is, you're exactly right. Ohio State's winning 20-17 at the half. The great Bobby Bowden, the late great Bobby Bowden, used to tell his team at halftime, when they're ahead, they'd be making offensive adjustments, and then he turned to the defense and say, "Okay, guys, they don't score in the second half, we win." You know, so it was a combo of Ohio State scored one freaking field goal, and Michigan scored four touchdowns, and two of them were those long runs, of course, but those those were the cherries on top of the sundae. I mean, Ohio State did not score in the second half, with the exception of a field goal, and then at the proper times, either couldn't stop Michigan or prolong drives with a couple of stupid penalties. So you deserve to lose in that situation. 28-3, I mean, wow, that's a game in some spots.
Absolutely, and it's been a game between those two teams at one point or another. What does Michigan do that Ohio State can't seem to figure out? And is it just as simple as be more physical?
No, I mean, I don't buy that at all, number one. Number two, this was a different game than last year. Last year, they did line up and run the ball and basically run the ball down Ohio State's throat and then get after them physically with the pass rush and things like that. This was the opposite of that. Michigan, they put the ball in J.J. McCarthy's hands and said, go beat them. And as we all know, through the year, the one – Achilles that Ohio State had on defense was 50-50 balls, where it was one defender against one receiver and the ball's up in the air. Who comes down with it? Well, first half, two of those are turned into touchdowns when the defender misses a tackle, and when another defender lets a guy just run right by him with no safety help. It's really funny, as I wrote about in LettermanRow.com at the beginning of the week, a defense with three safeties, there seemed to be no safety available when they needed them the most on this past week, because they were using the safeties to do other shenanigans and paid the price for it. And then, you know, they gave up three ridiculous touchdown passes in that game where guys either broke wide open or, like I said, a guy whipped on a tackle and the fellow takes it the distance. So those are three – not explosive plays. Those are three incendiary plays. And then, of course, they had the drive that was extended by the pass interference call in the back of the end zone. I'm still not sure I like that. I think that might have been the same drive where no, it wasn't. But anyway, but the bottom line is, I'm just thinking ahead of myself here. But the bottom line is, Ohio State made mistakes at exactly the right time for Michigan, and missed tackles or missed pass breaks up to exactly the right time. And then, yeah, the last two touchdowns were 75 and 85-yard runs, but the game seemed to be almost well in hand at that point. And the bottom line is, Ohio State didn't make plays when it needed to. C.J. Stroud threw for more than 300 yards and two touchdowns, but in the second half couldn't get the hookups.
Jim Knowles need to worry at all, Tim? Because I know the locals have torches and pitchforks soaking in kerosene and sharpening over iron.
Yeah. Here's the only way I follow Jim Knowles is just what I said a while ago. The weakest part of their defense this year, because it was better. It was much better. The weakest part of their defense this year was in the back end, defensive backs winning 50-50 battles or basically sometimes just covering in man-to-man kind of situations. You can say a couple of times they dropped into a zone. A zone turns into a man-to-man in the final analysis, as Urban Meyer and I talk about this week on Urban's Take. Bottom line is that the weakest part of their defense was exposed, and it took a lot of daring by Michigan to go that route, but it paid off. I mean, here was a Michigan team that the longest pass play of the year had been 42 yards, and they had three of 45 or longer in that game. That all went for touchdowns. You know, that's the immediate, like I said, incendiaries, not explosives, incendiaries, where you're in the end zone and you're burning it down. And bottom line is, I think there was too much trust put into, in essence, the weakest part of the defense, thinking the other part of the defense would get to J.J. McCarthy before that could be exposed. It did not.
All right, Tim, earlier in the year, Utah defeated UC or USC. Holy mackerel. I don't know where I was going there, buddy.
That's okay.
Do you think that can happen again tonight?
Do I think you can make that same faux pas? Yes.
I probably will within 10 minutes.
yeah, they definitely can. I mean, talk to Urban about that too. You know, Urban was the head coach at Utah before he took the job at Florida. That 2003 Utah team I thought should have played for the national championship. It was that good with Alex Smith at quarterback. But, 2014. But the bottom line is Kyle Whittingham is the guy that replaced him. And Kyle Whittingham, you know, it's funny. Writers kind of got on him a little bit this week because he kind of tried to play the David versus Goliath card. And really, if you look at Utah's record over the last many years, it has been more the David, obviously, than USC has until this year. And of course, like you said, they beat them earlier this year. Why not again? Neutral field, Allegiant Stadium there, what, in Las Vegas. But that's a really nice dome there. But, yeah, Utah has capability because it's already shown it can. And number two, we'll see if Caleb Williams and company have enough firepower to cover for what is their weakest part of their team, which is their defense. There's no doubt about it. And, Utah just kept hammering the nail the last time they played and finally won the game. So we'll see where that goes. But, yeah, Utah has the capability of doing that without a doubt. It's already done it.
All right, real quick, Luke Fickell to Wisconsin. What do you think?
I think it's a hell of a hire by Wisconsin. Wisconsin's biggest challenge has always been either it hasn't tried to recruit at the highest level or couldn't recruit at the highest level. We'll see if Luke Fickell can change that, but he likes a physical approach to football, so he kind of fits in there, but he has a modern bent when it comes to offense, knowing you got to score points, you know, to win games, and sometimes more than one touchdown. So, hard working, everything else, he's definitely developed a plan at University of Cincinnati that worked, and all you got to do is just upgrade that plan. And, I've liked Luke since he was 17 years old, though, so you're asking somebody who's very biased.
Well, I appreciate the bias as a man with a lot of relatives in Wisconsin who are sending me text messages going, is this guy good?
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're sending you summer sausage, but go ahead.
They used to. Sadly, my grandfather used to do it, man, and he got a little bit older, and none of my uncles picked up the mantle to send the sausage.
The mantle. Yeah, it's more like the gun to bring home
the deer.
For the summer sausage.
Exactly. That's the way that it should be, man. All right. Well, if I start making summer sausage, I'll send you some.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. You're the best. Thanks, Tim.
Is that it?
That's it, man. That's all I got.
Man, tell Bette Midler she can just stay home, man. You and I cut it up.
Yeah, we cut this up easy. We don't need him coming around and interrupting with nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. And tell Moose I said hi. We don't need that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Moose knows he says hi. He doesn't need to say it.
Yeah, exactly. That's redundant. Just saying the sun is hot.
See you, brother. Talk soon.
See you, brother.
He is Tim May. Letterman Row, the legend down in Columbus, has covered the Buckeyes for a long time. Catch him on his Urban Meyer podcast as well. That is always a good time. Dude is the best.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!